And we're here every Friday to give you an idea of all that's going on as far as arts and entertainment. And here we are on this Friday before the Christmas holiday that's coming up on Monday. And we just talked with Mr. Tom Holohan, who was in the studio with us, to give us the best of Connecticut Theater 2017. And Kathy Marr is on the I always want to say on the line because we haven't. But we are so pleased that she's actually in the studio when Kate contacted me and
Kathy
said
Marr,
that
the action figure.
Yes, that's, that's great. The executive director of the Barnum Museum right here in downtown Bridgeport, Connecticut, not far from where we are in the studio. And P.T. Barnum has just been in the news like crazy recently, and you had this special event the other night.
Yes, we did. Yes, Mr. Barnum, go figure, 150 years later, you know, is still relevant in the world today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, Hugh Jackman portraying P.T., but how much more relevant could you get? You would love the casting.
Yes. Well, what's your impression of the film?
Well, I was very fortunate. We were invited, a couple of us were invited to the Queen Mary 2, where they had the New York premiere in Brooklyn a couple of weeks ago. So we were very fortunate to have that experience. And it was a while ago. 20th Century Fox did come to us to see if the museum could be involved in, you know, in more fuller capacity as they rolled the movie out.
Right.
And they said to us, it's not a documentary. They opted to go with something that was more fantastical, more made up, as far as history is concerned. So they wanted to be sure we knew that. So I was like, okay. So they were going for the impressionistic. They were going for the spirit and the inspiration that Barnum created during his time. And they did that. They absolutely did that. The music is fabulous. The dancing is great. It's fun. It's just a feel-good movie. Go. And if you want to get the real history, the facts, the meat, the remarkable layers, the complexity of P.T. Barnum, then you come to see us.
Sure.
You know, and then that's what we do. So this is kind of an interesting tool. They've taken the spotlight, put it on P.T. Barnum so the world can see him, and now that light is getting redirected to the museum. So we're becoming illuminated for what we do, how we preserve the history for future generations. So,
and because the movie never could have put everything of P.T. Barnum's life into it. There's no way that could happen.
There is absolutely no way. And, you know, and watching the film, you know, I've been doing Barnum for 20 years, and there's nothing more. I love talking about Barnum and this part of American history. It's fascinating. And the movie really compresses over 50 years of his life into an hour and 45 minutes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, so, you know, his daughters don't age. You know, so you have to understand that what appears to be, you know, Barnum's life in a year or so, you know, really took decades to roll out. And you're absolutely correct. No, you couldn't. It doesn't touch on his politics. It doesn't touch on his philanthropy. It doesn't touch on Madison Square Garden or, you know, so the fact that his museum was the first aquarium in this country and the first science center. And there's so much more. I mean, when you think about it, lives can be messy.
Sure.
There's a lot of layer to everybody's lives. So the idea of the movie was not to get into that depth. And I find it to be fascinating because then you layer it into the fact of what was happening in America, you know, when he was a young boy. People don't realize how early he is. He's born in 1810. Napoleon is still alive. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, you know, when he and his dad, spoiler alert,
go
running for a train, you know, when he's a boy, the trains are like not invented yet. So, you know, those kind of little things, but that doesn't make or break the movie,
right?
You know, if you want to go see it to enjoy it. So those little tiny bits and pieces, I don't want to say too much because I want people to go see it and enjoy it without, you know, the director, you know. So
what do you think Barnum would have thought about someone like Hugh Jackman?
Would have loved that. Who wouldn't have loved that?
I know. What a compliment.
What a compliment. And I truly believe they said that this film was very near and dear to Hugh Jackman's heart for a long time. Well, the first time they reached out to the museum was 2009. So when they say that they've been thinking about this movie for eight years or something, it's like,
And they had Hugh Jackman already signed?
Yes, that was part of it. So I do have that email trail that goes back. They contacted us periodically, primarily not really for fact-checking. We were not part of the research and development of the film, but they were looking for ideas on props. What would he have used? And, you know, we have our collections digitized now. We were able to help them with little bits and pieces of of that. So that was I mean, you know, there are certain things that...
But there was footage that was shot here in Bridgeport that's actually in the film.
No, it was filmed primarily in Brooklyn, in Brooklyn soundstages, and the beaches on Long Island.
Oh,
so we know that from the cast, the boy Ellis Rubin, who played young P.T. Barnum, and Charity, you know, young Charity, his wife, who are reasonably local. You know, Skylar Dunn is from Connecticut, and Ellis Rubin is from Queens. So, so having the fun of talking to them and finding out what their experience was like, this is like young kids, movie stars. It's wonderful, you know, that they came to our premiere and they got to talk to our guests, you know, to the Bridgeport community about what the experience was like. Because after all, they're portraying my boss. You know what I mean? End of the day. Yeah. So, so that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun to see them there. And they said that their scenes were primarily shot. And
were you able to watch the film and just thoroughly just enjoy it like you would a movie? Or were you fact-checking?
Well, you know what? Thank you for asking that question. That was brilliant. The second time I was able to watch it more because as a historian and just you're watching things and I'm there to enjoy it because I was anticipating the history not rolling out. But we can't, my kind, we cannot kind of extract ourselves from it. So you might be watching something and all of a sudden you're distracted because you're doing the math. Sure. You know what I mean? And stuff like this. No, stop it. So the second time I watched it, I just got to enjoy it. So Tuesday night, it was just fully enjoying it because I wasn't, it wasn't like I was intentionally looking for anything.
It's just part of my
personal landscape that you think, you know, in historic terms and dates and, you know, in places and textures and costumes and, you know what I mean? So it's just part of my DNA.
I guess so.
Right. It's like a real MD, doctor, surgeon, heart surgeon, watching a TV show with heart surgery, and you can't help but say, no, that's not that's not the equipment you have in there.
I said one of the funniest, one of the most fun reviews was from Neil deGrasse Tyson about the Sandra Bullock movie, Gravity. Mm-hmm. You know, and just hearing him talk about, there were things that they got right and they looked right. But, you know, if she's like, when he's like floating out in space, it's space. He goes, if she let him go, he'd just stand there. He'd just be there. He wouldn't move. There's nothing to propel
him.
He was
in front of the green screen.
And it was so funny. Wow. So for scientists watching that, it's probably a similar thing. It's like, but, you know, it was a fun movie. Yes.
Right, exactly.
Oh, Steve DeCostanzo, who's the general manager here, brought in this op-ed piece that was just in the New York Times on the 19th about "No, Trump is not P.T. Barnum." No. Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because he goes on. I didn't know people were equating that, and he goes on and he says, "Absolutely not," because he talks about Barnum was a consummate American, a fast talker, self-promoter, and a relentless driver. He also exemplified many of the qualities that have long made America great in the eyes of the world: generosity, humor, optimism, and willingness in the end to do the right thing. And Trump represents something totally different. Indeed, if Barnum lived were alive today, he might be interested in exhibiting Mr. Trump, not as a paragon of business acumen, political prowess, or any other main attractions in the circus of contemporary life, but as an extreme embodiment of humbug worthy of a sideshow, perhaps, but nothing more.
Yeah. That's an excellent piece.
It is.
It's an excellent piece. Who wrote that, did you say?
His name, he's a professor in Georgia, I believe. Yeah. His name is Stephen, and I believe it's Mim. M-I-H-M.
Excellent piece. Yes. I'm going to write to him because I was grateful for that piece. I think that it was beautifully written and well informed. So it is, if you have the opportunity to see it, it was extremely good. And he does nail it. Barnum strove to do the right thing. I mean, our mantra is the noblest art is that of making others happy. And, you know, even people look at him today under our own lens, right, and say, oh, he did this, he did that. It's like, boy, those are the easy pieces to see.
Sure.
You know, again, it's an expanded life, and he did so, so very much. And that article is a great way to really showcase, you know, a human journey.
Sure.
Exactly. The mantra you just talked about, isn't that the one that refers to what you discovered? Is that
the noblest art?
Yeah.
The noblest art is that of making others happy. When I got to the museum, it was about next year, it was 20 years ago, going through some of our archives, we found in a little autograph book in Barnum's handwriting that quote, 1886, as early as 1886. So he was writing it. I think he lifted it from something else, but it's really been our mantra, and we use it on anything. And actually, the very last screenshot in the movie, they use that.
Oh!
I said, oh my God. I said, and I think the Barnum Museum should take credit for that, because we found it, and you hadn't seen it anywhere else, and we've been pushing that forward. So it's like, maybe that is us just changing the world a little bit. So with all that movie is, that quote is real.
Did you just want to jump up and say, oh my gosh.
I did. My arms went up in the world, and I said, I did contribute to this film.
Oh, great.
That's very
congratulations. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Thank you very much. It was a joy really working with 20th Century Fox. It took a team to put this together because it is complicated, and it was a literal juggle until the very last minute. Mm-hmm. But we got it done, and we were with, you know, about 300, you know, dear community folks, as it turned out. And we thank them, all the supporters that helped us make it happen, and it did. And now it's our turn.
Okay.
Yeah, now it's our turn to bring people to Bridgeport.
Yes.
To see the incredible display that you have. It's at the People's.
We are in the People's, like the special events gallery in People's Bank, because we do have more construction starting.
Right.
We got elevated. Now we're back on track for National Landmark designation.
Oh, nice.
Again, with the National Parks and the Department of the Interior. So a lot happened this year. New website went up. Our digital collection is up there now. It's been a busy... and just throw a Hollywood movie in there. Yes. It's a busy year.
Well, it is. That's right. That's and the movie's out now.
Movie's
so
out.
It's out for the holidays.
Just a feel-good, fun Christmas movie. Enjoy the music. Oh, enjoy the music. So,
and it's called The Greatest Showman.
The Greatest Showman.
And it stars...
P.T. Barnum. Yeah. Hugh Jackman is P.T. Barnum.
P.T. Barnum, yes. And Zac Efron.
Zac Efron is in it.
And Zendaya.
Zendaya. She is in it, too.
Yes.
Yep, absolutely. Okay. And then the cast of performers, they were just... I met many of them at that. And what a nice group of people. It must have been wonderful working on that set.
It's a real thrill for you and for them to recognize that you know, that here in Bridgeport, we're preserving this history.
Oh yes, absolutely. Okay. And you know, and as we revitalize the museum, we will change the game up with the first immersive history museum along the East Coast.
Wow!
So it will be we are fully equipped to start really the campaign and keep the project moving forward, so we can get the whole building restored and re-envisioned.
Okay. We've been talking with Kathy Marr, who is the executive director of the Barnum Museum, right here in downtown Bridgeport, and just a few blocks away from where we are in our studio. So we appreciate your taking the time to actually come in the